Learn how to manage your energy and grow your capacity in 10 minutes a day. If you've ever heard me talk about energetic time management, it's the core skill that I teach all my clients. I created this over 10 years ago when I was in the middle of recovering from stage 4 cancer. I had to figure out how to work, how to parent, and take care of myself. And that's how ETM, or energetic time management, was born. And for a limited time, I'm going to be giving it away. Yep, you heard me correctly. I'm giving the actual skill and the step-by-step away to you. It's my ETM habit challenge. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/ETM, and use promo code podcast to get free access for a limited time.
Learning how to thrive in isolation. Ladies, I am back and I am super excited to reshare my Sunday prep podcast with you. Now, for those of you who send me emails and messages and say, am I crazy? Or is the Sunday episode the exact same every week? And the answer is yes. It is the exact same episode that we repurpose and share every single Sunday, including this intro. And Peggy Noonan said, courage is the simple act of consistency. And I'm telling you right now, this is not about greatness. This is not about being lucky. This is about being proactive in your life. So when people ask me, what can I do, Heather? What can I do? How can I create my sanity? Ladies, I'm telling you right now, it is all in your preparation. I know you're going to resist it, but you just got to do it. So now more than ever is your opportunity to sit down, to prep, and make magic happen. So let's dive in. All right, time to plan it out. Here we go. So every day, it can be Sunday, it could be Monday, it could be Tuesday. You need to pick a day of the week when you're going to sit down and be intentional. This is something I call energetic time management, because the reason why I do this process is to manage my mental and physical energy, not my actual time. Time is just the illusion. Time is the kind of man-made concept that we can utilize to manifest and create the mental and physical energy that we need in our lives in order to thrive and accomplish those goals and get to the next level. So for all of you ambitious go-getters, working moms, moms on a mission, women with desires and big visions to create something in your life, this concept will save you. Also, if you are a stay-at-home mom, you are a working mom. If you are a woman with a desire to feel good, this concept is for you. So pick a day. And if you're simply just starting this process, you might not be able to plan the whole week. You might just have to plan a day. That's okay. Progress, not perfection. Before you get started, one of the planners that I use is called the Law of Attraction Planner. You can check that out at heatherchauvin.com/planner. It's an affiliate link. You can purchase it right there. It will take a little bit of time to come in. So you can do this regardless if you have a planner or not. What I typically do is I love pen and paper. I love pen and paper. It gets you off the screens. It gets you into your mind, into your body, and really digging into what it is that you desire. The first time I did this concept, it took me 2 hours. Now it takes me 20 minutes, and it saves me so much time and so much energy throughout the week. So step one, brain dump. Pen and paper, brain dump everything that is on your mind, everything that you have to complete and accomplish this week. So your personal stuff, your professional things, things for yourself. Remember, this concept is about energetic time management. There's way more to this, and this is what I teach my clients in my Mastery 2.0 coaching, whether it's you have personal goals, professional goals, financial goals, it doesn't really matter. This concept is going to save you. So once you have brain dumped everything that is on your mind, just getting it out on paper, and you're kind of creating little pockets. So I will categorize my paper. I'll put, you know, kids, family, house, business, money, like whatever's on your mind. I just try to categorize it and put it in little slots. And then I have my passion planner, my law of attraction planner, which is like a passion planner. And what I typically do is, it doesn't matter what planner you're using, I like using a calendar that has time on it. So like a 24-hour day. The reason why, old me would have hated this, but the reason why I like this is because it's almost like a budget, right? If you only have $100 and you're spending $150, you're not utilizing your finances well, right? It's the same with time. People are in so much time debt because they're overutilizing their time and they're not managing it well. So you have to know, okay, I'm going here. This is going to take me an hour. Well, there might be driving time to get there. There might be, prep time for that event. We have to block all of this in. And if we're not blocking that in, we're not being realistic with our time and our capacity. So the whole concept of energetic time management is feeling and living in alignment with how you want to feel. So before you even go through this concept, you have to know how you want to feel. What is that core desired feeling that you have? What's that core desired feeling you have? So for me, it's energized and alive and excited and passionate, all of these things, right? Life-giving feelings. So if I'm going to say my core desired feeling, especially for this week, is to be energized and intentional, then how am I going to align my actions with how I want to feel? I'm going to prioritize food. I'm going to prioritize fitness. I'm going to prioritize giving myself mental space and not jamming my calendar full. So once you start allocating your brain dump, your little pockets of time, you're going to start dragging each item over to your calendar. And if you're feeling overwhelmed by this process, I just want you to have a blank calendar. Don't think about all of your work obligations. I want you to think about you for a moment. People call it selfish. I call it being extremely unselfish, because the better you feel, the bigger impact you're going to make in your family and the world and your business and your work and everything else. So if your priority is to feel good, you're going to start putting yourself on the calendar first. Yep, you heard me. You're not filling your calendar with everybody else's obligations of you and then having no time for yourself. Now, having your ideal calendar doesn't mean you're actually going to follow through with that. That's a different step and a whole other conversation. But right here, right now, what I'm asking you to do is to plan your week in alignment with how you want to feel. If you were going to wave a magic wand and you still had the same responsibilities, how are you going to realign your energy? So start putting yourself on the calendar first. And then once you've put yourself on the calendar, then you can prioritize your kids. Then you can prioritize those appointments you have to attend. And 9 to 5, I hear this all the time, people who work, right? You have a 9 to 5, 10 to 5, 7 to 5, I don't care what, 12 to 12, I don't know, whatever you have. Guess what? If you're at work for 8 to 12 hours a day, you can still realign your items in alignment with how you want to feel. So start thinking about those meetings. Well, if I have the meetings in the morning, or if I push them off to the afternoon, I'm telling you right now, when I'm helping my clients and coaching them around this, they may come into this believing that they can't. And I am here to prove to you that you can. You just have to change your thinking and your beliefs. So even if you work for somebody else and they're like, oh, nope, you got to meet at this time, you got to meet at that time, it's about self-respect and self-boundaries. And when you start to create those boundaries and someone says, can we meet at 9 a.m.? And meanwhile, you have something else on your calendar for you at 9 a.m. You're like, well, can we meet at 2 instead? They're like, yeah, no problem. But if we allow people to steal our time, if we allow people to put themselves on our own calendar without us taking back control of how we want to feel, this is where we start to become angry and resentful. So after you've started putting yourself on the calendar first and then implementing the other things that you need to do, you look and realize, I can't get everything done. How can I outsource this? One of the questions I keep asking myself is, who else can do this? I don't need to do all the laundry. I don't need to do all the dishes. I don't need to do all the cooking and cleaning. That's what I have children for. That's what I have a husband for. That is why I have other people living in my house. I'm not at this alone. I don't need to be a servant to everybody else. They're old enough to start taking care of themselves. Unless your children are in diapers and still sucking on your tits, ladies, we can outsource. But it's the belief that we can't, because our guilt comes up, our fear comes up. So ask for help. Even if you have the most resistant partner, even if you don't have a partner, outsource it. Pay somebody. Can't afford it? Figure it out. Get rid of things that no longer serve you and start putting your hard-earned dollars towards things that are life-giving to you. So, now that you've started taking your brain dump, all the items that you need to do, and you're putting it inside of your passion or your law of attraction planner that you can get at heatherchauvet.com/planner, you're looking at every single day, hour by hour by hour by hour, you're planning your week in alignment with how you want to feel. This is called progress, not perfection. Because the beauty here is once you start implementing, you say, how does this feel? How does this feel? And then at night, you're checking, did I jam my calendar today? Was I overspending my time today? How does this feel? And then you check, what do I need to do to prep for tomorrow? Do I feel energized or do I feel drained? Is there something I need to shift? Is there something I need to do? Who can I ask for help? Who can I delegate to? Do I need to do this? One more concept I want to talk about quickly. Revenue generating activities, energy generating activities, life giving generating activities. Everything that you do does not need to be an addiction to busy. It's with intention. So if my business is here to make a profit and make money, then guess what? All the actions that I need to be taking in my business need to be revenue generating activities. Sales, marketing, operations, all of that. Who needs to be processing and taking all these actions? It doesn't always need to be me. So depending on what stage you're at in your life, your career, I guarantee you, you are overgiving, overdoing, overbeing too much for other people and not enough for yourself. So, brain dump. Put yourself on the calendar first. Sprinkle in all the other activities, things that you need to do. Reflect and review and say, am I taking on too much? Who can I ask for help? What can I delegate? How can I be a leader and show up in alignment with how I want to feel? Because the more I give to myself, the more I give every other woman on the entire planet permission to do the exact same thing. Creating the life that you want and desire does not come knocking on your doorstep. It is planned, it is intentional, and it is for the courageous woman. You got this. One step, one action, one day at a time. So for those of you who want to dive deeper into this process, I have a free gift for you. It's called Getting Out of Your Own Way. It's a mini course that I created 100% free. Head on over to heatherchauvet.com/workshop. I have more videos on this process. I have free PDFs for you. Dig deep, do the work, and guess what? You got 24 hours in a day. You got one life to live. Use these tools and strategies to dive deeper into your heart, to dive deeper into your soul, to ask yourself, what is it that I really want? And I want to hear from you. Send me a message over on Instagram, Heather Chauvin. Find me. Send me a PM. A PM? Private message? Is that what they call it these days? And know that you are not alone. We got this.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. HeatherChauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.